Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Drew. How can I help you today?
Hi, Mr. Drew. My name is Marika. I work for Best Buy, and I'm calling on behalf of my customer. His name's Alan Ayers, and they are very, 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 very upset about they were supposed to have a dishwasher installed, and they have been given the runaround, for my understanding, for over a month about the installation, and my system is showing that it's scheduled. And I just need to confirm that somebody's coming out there today, because
what is the zip
when
code?
I say they are up, the zip code to address, it's gonna be 43081.
Give me just a second. I want to look for that. And can you confirm the first and last name?
Alan Ayers.
Okay, and in Westerville, Ohio?
Uh-huh. Yep, 8980 Danvers Avenue, Westerville, Ohio.
So it looks like you've already spoke to it looks like you've already, somebody's already spoken to us about it. He's not scheduled for today. He is scheduled for the 21st.
Okay.
And with it being this late, there is no way we would be able to get somebody out there today to do the install, because they would have had to pick up the product this morning and have it on the truck with them. And there's no way they're going to be able to do that by 8 p.m. tonight.
This woman, I she is, oh my God, she was talking about it. She's like, you know what, I'm going to go into Best Buy and I'm thinking, you're going to jail, ma'am. You're going to jail. She said, or somebody's going to give her double what she paid for it. I'm like, no, they're not going to do that. You're going to get a jail sentence. I mean, not jail. So you're going to get a really nice fine for threatening people and acting strange. Not strange, because she's upset. I get it, about the installation, because they are Total Tech members. And she says something about there's some system issues where there are some system issues where they keep, where the system can't pick up their appointment. And then when I really tell her it's going to be on the 21st, she's going to be like, oh, who's to say it's really going to be on the 21st? Because they've been saying it's going to be this way. They've been promising it's going to be this, but it hasn't been anything at all. Okay,
when was this order originally placed to begin with?
Okay, let me look that up for you. Let's go back home.
Actually, I can just do it this way. It looks like this. Hold on, give me a second. Because, you know, nobody wants to do what they need to correctly. Duplicate that. Control V that. Search. Give me a second. I'm pulling up the original work order. Mm-hmm. So the original work order was created back on the 6th.
Of March?
Yes. And I'm not seeing anywhere. D9.
I believe her, because in my system, this dishwasher, she ordered this on the 9th of January. And it's down for a dishwasher install.
Right. And see, in my system, I'm only showing something back to the 6th, and that's the most recent work order I've got.
Yes, sir. I understand. It's just like a little mix up. But she's upset because they've been dealing with this since January. So.
And I do understand the customer's frustration. However, there's nothing more I can do. It is scheduled for the 21st, and there's no way for me to get her bumped up last minute to tomorrow or today.
Anything past that will be the 21st.
And I don't. And we don't run on Sunday.
Okay. I'm just going to, because I even offered to give her the number, this number, so somebody, she could talk to somebody directly, and she refused that. And I'm thinking, ma'am, everybody that you get is going to be different. Every agent you're going to get is different. You, like, nobody knows exactly what's what because it goes through so many hands. And I don't know, besides giving you the number so you can contact them directly, I don't know what else you want.
I mean, and there's nothing even if she called and talked to one of my coworkers, there's nothing different she would get because it is set in stone for the 21st at this point. Because originally when it was scheduled for the 16th, they had to reschedule it because somebody overfilled that date. And when we overfilled, there's no way that the overfills can get completed that day. And that's why she got bumped to the 21st. Because we have to get permission from the service providers in order to overbook them.
Okay. Is there any way that she can call and get a time frame on the day of?
Right now, it looks like her delivery window for Monday is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And they will provide a 30-minute call ahead, and they will call her Sunday to confirm that.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate you for all of your answers.
I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for getting an attitude with you. It's just,
oh no, I didn't actually even catch it.
Yeah, it's just when customers like this, when they want to, you know, mm-hmm. they think that they can try to bully us around and it doesn't work. And then they get mad.
Oh yeah. And honestly, let me tell you, I love my job, but I'm at wit's ends with the customer is not right. It's like you being upset, I understand, but it's a way that you handle that. Because you being mad does not fix the problem.
Yep, because I've already got it in the comments advising my technicians, just on the safe side.
Yes, I totally understand. Because she did say, she was going in-store and raised, she's going to put fire. And I'm like, but the store is that they're in charge, but everything goes through somebody different. It may not be a store problem. Like, it's just nobody's to blame, I guess.
Right.
It's so,
but yeah, if you'll just let her know that it is Monday and her time frame is 12 to 2.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.